You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Revelation, chapter 17 and verse 14. These shall make war with the lamp, and the lamp shall overcome them. For he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Note that the scripture says, they that are with him. Those of us that will be with Jesus. Even at the point when he will be putting a finishing touch to the judgment of God on earth. When he will confront the Antichrist and the nations that have gathered against him. The Bible says those that are with him are called. I want you to understand that you are called. You didn't call God. God called you. You know, Jesus was walking by the sea and he saw Peter and called him. That's a calling. It was not the disciple who said, hey, Jesus, what's up? Can I follow you? No, it was Jesus who called them. All of us in Christ are called. But then he says they are also chosen. The word chosen shows that there are groups of people, but you were chosen out of them. Did you know that God choosing you could have chosen other people? And they could have been even better people than you. Never take your call as a child of God for granted. Never take your call to become a disciple of Jesus for granted. And those of you who have specifically been called into ministry, never take it for granted. You were chosen. You were called and you were chosen. You could have called a lot of people. He could have called other people, but he called you. And then of the people he called, he chose you. He chose you. Do you know that Jesus had many disciples? And from among them, he chose the 12. He made a choice. It could have been those other ones. He chose you to receive salvation. There are many people on earth today that don't know Jesus. They wake up, they go to sleep with evil spirit manipulating them, controlling them. But you are in Christ Jesus. You were chosen. Don't take it for granted. You cannot be chosen and then you are still going out, still going to do something secretly. And look at the last part. He said, and faithful. Your response to God's goodness in choosing you should be faithfulness. All that God is calling us to is faithfulness. Faithfulness to him. And many of you are not faithful to Jesus. You are not faithful. And you think you are deceiving human being. You will go and do things behind us. You say, oh, at least nobody sees me. But what you don't realize is what you are practicing is unfaithfulness to the one who loved you, who called you and chose you. So if you have been called, if you have been chosen, your response must be faithfulness. Be faithful to this Jesus. Be faithful in serving him. Be faithful in loving him. You see, when you are faithful to him, it does not matter where you are. Secrecy will not make you sin. People who need secrecy to sin are unfaithful people. So they were just looking for opportunity or atmosphere where they can do something that nobody will see. But a faithful man is faithful in the dark, is faithful in the light, is faithful before men, is faithful in the secret place. God is looking for faithful men, faithful men. If a faithful man will not convert church money to personal wealth, a faithful man will not preach money instead of preaching Jesus. A faithful man will not use the gospel to seek his own personal benefit instead of using it to establish the kingdom of God. Be faithful. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.